The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry lashed out at Governor John Bel Edwards in a new legal quarrel Tuesday. The Republican Attorney General filed a lawsuit in Natchitoches Parish against the Red River Waterway Commission, saying the Democratic governor improperly selected two of its members. The new lawsuit targets Edwards' refusal to appoint Carolyn Prater to the Water Commission, despite her nomination by local officials. Prater is married to Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Prater, who has repeatedly criticized Edwards' criminal justice overhaul. The governor's office insists that the appointment decisions weren't about political reprisal and that they followed the law, noting that Prater is serving as one of Edwards' picks on a separate levy board. Landry disagrees that the law was upheld and wants the appointments thrown out and Prater appointed to one of the Waterway Commission seats. Landry has sparred with the governor since each took office in 2016 and has been considering a run against Edwards for governor next year. Texas has one of the highest rates of adults without health insurance living in rural areas. That's according to a report released yesterday from Georgetown University and University of North Carolina. The study focused on the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion decision in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. Texas government officials chose not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Compared with other states, researchers say Texas has higher rates of non-elderly, uninsured adults living in rural areas, 36% for rural areas and 29% in metro areas. Jack Hoadley is a research professor at Georgetown University. He says those are high uninsured rates across the board.
And expansion can bring both of those down, but it's even higher in those rural areas where people have fewer opportunities to get insurance through their jobs. Maybe unemployment rates are higher and other things that make it harder to keep health insurance.
Broadley also says Medicaid expansion could have helped some rural hospitals and other medical providers in Texas keep their doors open and in turn keep people in those communities healthier. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin issued two separate statements yesterday saying they plan to vote against a proposed voter-initiated act that would raise the state's minimum wage by $2.50. Both men, who are Republicans, signaled their opposition to Issue 5 on the November 6th general election ballot after supporters of the proposed ballot measure held a news conference at a kickoff event in a Little Rock restaurant yesterday. Issue 5 would raise the minimum wage in the state to $11 by 2021, but a lawsuit by the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce president Randy Zook challenges the validity of the signatures gathered to get Issue 5 on the ballot, and he has gone on record as saying raising the minimum wage would hurt business. But Arkansas Public Media reports City Director Cappy Peck, who also owns a restaurant, disagrees.
I don't believe that. I've enjoyed success here for 32 years. I start entry-level people like dishwashers at $10 an hour. I can make it work.
Another voter-initiated proposal, Issue 3, would limit terms of state senators to 10 years. It's being reviewed by the Arkansas Supreme Court as opponents contend signatures should be considered invalid because out-of-state canvassers were used. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 83 degrees. There's early morning fog. You're listening to Red River Radio News.